Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, February 21st. In a follow-up to a story we reported on the KVNF regional newscast last week, Delta County Sheriff's officers have determined that a report of a 15-year-old with a gun on the campus of the Delta Technical College of the Rockies was incorrect. According to a press release from the Delta County Sheriff's Office, the incident last Thursday was originally reported as an active shooter situation at the Grand Mesa Choice Academy. After first responders arrived on campus, a 15-year-old was taken into custody. After further investigation, officers have determined that a student overheard another student say that he had a gun. The student alerted authorities, who took the boy into custody. However, it was soon learned that the 15-year-old did not have a gun, and he was released to a parent. In a search of the facility, officers did find a handgun in a car at the Technical College campus, but it had nothing to do with the original incident. Investigators are still looking into the details about that gun. Delta County sheriffs remind the public that if you see something, tell someone. If you hear something, tell someone. In this case, law enforcement responded immediately and within a short time determined that there was no threat to students, staff, or the community. Conservationists in Colorado and throughout the West are gearing up for a battle over the Trump administration's proposed 2019 budget. Eric Galatis has this story.
Conservationists, sports enthusiasts, hunters, and anglers are gearing up for a battle over the Trump administration's proposed 2019 budget, which cuts the U.S. Department of Interior's funding by 17%. Public lands advocates are also concerned that Trump's infrastructure plan would clear the way to sell off public lands to the highest bidder. John Gale with Backcountry Hunters and Anglers says the administration's plans to reduce the Land and Water Conservation Fund by 90% is short-sighted. He says the fund, which comes from fees paid by offshore oil and gas companies, is widely supported and has touched every county in the country.
It funds things like baseball fields and local parks and contributes to private and public business partnerships. And it's also probably the best program for securing access on public lands.
Gale points to LWCF projects in southern Colorado that have helped protect wetland habitat and waterfowl, and land acquisitions, including the Cross Mountain Ranch near Steamboat Springs, which helped preserve pristine trout waters and a robust population of elk. Trump's budget also earmarks nearly $20 million to make the DOI more efficient. Gale supports making federal agencies more efficient, but believes increased funding is necessary to tackle important issues facing public lands, such as ending fire borrowing, where agencies divert funds from forest health and fire prevention programs to fight wildfires. Gale says he'd like to see President Donald Trump and his cabinet take a lesson from how things are done in Colorado and the West.
Where we actually get around the breakfast table together and we put aside ideological differences, I would like to see the administration focus their energy on resolving some of these real issues that we face on public lands instead of making blanket cuts.
Gale says investing in public lands pays off. Outdoor recreation supports more than 100,000 jobs in Colorado, contributes more than $10 billion to the state's economy, and generates $500 million in tax revenue annually, according to the Outdoor Industry Association. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, School District 51 is contracting additional security officers to work at five different schools in the Grand Valley. The additional security officers will be at the Fruta 8 and 9 School and at Fruta Monument, Grand Junction, Central, and Palisade High Schools. Officials stress that the increased security is a precaution, not a response to a specific threat at any of the schools. The district also announced on Monday that it is hiring additional security guards on a permanent basis. The additional security is being put in place in response to recent school shootings around the country. Extra security officers will be provided through a contract with Citadel Security USA, headquartered in Rifle. The school district has hired Citadel personnel previously. Citadel security officers at the schools are trained to carry guns. The money to pay the extra officers will come from a mill levy override passed by Grand Valley voters last year. District 51 also hopes to hire two security officers to join its four-person team this spring, and two more by the fall of this year. A grassroots effort to hold Immigration Customs Enforcement agents accountable is getting a reboot in Colorado. Eric Galatis has the story.
A coalition of labor, faith, and grassroots organizers is renewing efforts to assist immigrants targeted for deportation. The Colorado Rapid Response Network provides legal assistance, Know Your Rights training, and a 24-hour hotline to mobilize protection and document raids conducted by ICE. Shante Farrington with the group United for a New Economy says this week's relaunch is an effort to draw attention to the situation facing community members without documentation.
It's a fearful time because no one knows what's next. It's a fearful time because our immigrant communities are having to decide whether or not they want to stay with their families or is sanctuary an option. Going outside every day is a risk that the immigrant population is taking.
Farrington says with congressional efforts to pass a National Dream Act stalled, fear of mass deportation is on the rise and misinformation is spreading. She says the hotline is one way for people to get reliable information and tap a growing number of community organizations and volunteers for support. Farrington notes President's Day was picked for the relaunch because since President Trump took office, immigrants' rights groups have seen what they call an attack on community civil liberties. She says an all-hands-on-deck response is necessary to identify patterns of abuse and to hold ICE accountable. Farrington says she hopes the 24-hour hotline will be a useful tool for anyone in the state targeted by ICE or witnessing ICE activities near courtrooms or in the streets.
We firmly believe that immigrants have a right to be here, and immigrants are just like us, and everyone has a right to support their family. This hotline really protects people from having their rights taken away.
The toll-free hotline number is 844-864-8341 or 844-UNITE-41. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.